Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as a special treat to close out our show today, tomorrow, and Friday during the membership drive, we're delighted to have Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Tracy K. Smith with us. She's a former Poet Laureate of the United States, as some of you know, from 2017 to 2019. For the rest of the week, she'll be reading and talking about poems from a new anthology that she's edited. It's The Best American Poetry 2021, you know, those books that come out every year. Well, Tracy K. Smith is the editor of this year's edition. And in the introduction, she writes, "The best poems of the year reached her as offerings of desperately needed hope and endurance." So with me now is Tracy K. Smith. Later in the week, we'll also hear poems from her own new collection called Such Color. Hey, Tracy, thanks so much for doing this. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And I know your term as Poet Laureate has ended. You recently joined the English department at Harvard as a professor of English and of African and African American studies. How's it been to start a new role during the pandemic?
It's been exciting. You know, last year was a heavy lift, and it's nice to feel like a new chapter is beginning. And this is a place that's been important to me, and it's nice to be back for a new part of, you know, my life. But in a way, it feels like a new moment in the world is hopefully beginning.
Indeed. And so let's hear something from The Best American Poetry 2021. You want to start, I think you've agreed to start with a reading of a poem called Irony. You want to set this up for us?
Oh, yeah. This is a poem by a really wonderful poet whom, sadly, we just lost this past month, Camila Aisha Moon. A poet of, I think, huge conscience and compassion, and her work has been long committed to the sanctity of Black life in many different ways. And this is one of the last poems of hers that will be published, I think. Irony. It would be now, when you feel want is no longer your enemy, that your body and soul would kneel. Oh, it would be now. When you feel you've culled joy, seized a new zeal, that death grabs you, fingers icy. It would be now, when you feel want is no longer your enemy. When I read this poem last year, it felt like such a poem about time, mortality, and also, you know, as the title suggests, the awful irony between enlightenment or crossing emotional or psychic hurdles and maybe coming up against the end of one's life. During a year of so much loss, the poem spoke really powerfully to me. Of course, now it speaks in new ways as I grieve a wonderful poet and a friend. But I think the poem manages the stakes of time, of loss, of knowledge and anxiety really beautifully within the form, which, as you hear, is built on a lot of repetition and rhyme. In a way, it feels almost like the cage of existence, you know, the way that these wheels of form keep spinning around.
The cage of existence. And what a last line in that poem, want is no longer your enemy. And of course, it's not because you've got everything you want, which never actually happens in life.
Right.
But that deeper thought about that she expressed and that you read. Let's do one more. I suspect most of our listeners know the name Louise Erdrich for her fiction, but she's also an incredibly accomplished poet. You've chosen Stone Love as one of the best poems of 2021. You want to set this up for us?
Sure. You know, a lot of the poems in this book feel haunted or like they're visitations. And sometimes that comes through encounters with other people, things that are startling. And in a poem like this, I think it comes from a feeling of mysterious revelation. In the note at the back of the book, the poet writes about driving through a lightning storm and feeling like the sight of the heavens in turmoil began to speak to her and offer her a poem that I think is about time and about love. Stone Love. I spent a star age in flames, bolted to the black heavens, waiting for you. Light crept over the sill of the earth, 1,000 upon 10,000 upon 100,000 years, but no light touched me, deep in depthless time, waiting for you. Fate flung me out, hauled me here to love you as a stone loves, waiting for you. Touch me, butterfly. Like you, I have no hands. Kiss me, rain. Like you, I have no mouth. Snow, sit heavily upon me. Like you, I can only wait. Come to me, dear, unenduring little human animal. I have no voice but your voice. Sing to me. Speak. Let the clouds fly over us. I've spent a star age in flames just to hold you. I love the huge epic sweep of this poem and the way that it, you know, it brings my mind and my ear and my spirit and everything else that is reading the poem with me to, you know, a sense of, you know, the mythic scale that we think that, you know, the poets of old, you know, the oral tradition, poems that had a role, you know, that might be more than just literary or entertaining, poems that were sustaining and nourishing. This poem carries that kind of energy for me. And again, you know, in the context of 2020, to be bolstered by something as ageless as this poem seeks to be, and to be reminded that there's a connection between our, what she calls, unenduring little human lives and the elements and something as ageless as stone, that was consoling.
Louise Erdrich, as most of our listeners have probably never heard her before or heard her work before. That's one. I'm going to have to go back and read that one again or re-listen to you reading it, because I didn't know that. And there was so much in there. It seemed to go so many directions at the same time. Well, we're out of time for today. You're going to come back tomorrow and Friday and do more at the same time, except you want to give us just in like 15 seconds, if you can, how an anthology like this comes together. You know, we see those books in the bookstores, the best poetry, the best essays, the best this of each year. How do you even pick it in short order here?
Yeah, well, you know, you get the assignment or the opportunity to build this thing. And so you start reading voraciously in many different directions. And I didn't want to just read the magazines and journals that I tend to turn to automatically, but I wanted to scour and get a real range of the work that was published. As I was putting together, these poems started talking to each other.
And tomorrow, some of your own work. Tracy K. Smith, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.